We're talking to Eli Johnson of Beloit, who is on the West Shrine All-Star team. Eli, you're out at Hutchison this week at pre-Shrine Bowl game camp. How are things going this week?
It's been going pretty good. I mean, it's been a grind the past 4 days with three a days, but we've been getting through it, and all the guys are getting to know each other really well.
Well, Eli, you graduated Beloit High School this past spring and had a very successful 4 years at Beloit High. What are your most favorite things as you look back at all your sports and being successful in football, basketball, and track?
I mean, it's just the process of getting there and being around all my teammates and eventually getting to some of these goals that we want to get at and performing when it mattered.
As we break down football, exciting things happening. Unfortunately, after you graduate, over a $3 million stadium campaign, including new artificial turf and improvements at the stadium. Your parents, Jim Johnson and Heather Johnson, have been kind of the ringleaders in pushing it through. You must be proud of your school and the supporters of the stadium, especially your mom and dad on the stadium project.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, it's an amazing thing. It's sad that I couldn't play in it next year, but I mean, it's all right. It's not for us. It's for all the people that are going to be going through it in the next 20, 30 years. I mean, at least.
Well, Eli, let's get this. I have a question for you that's kind of funny. We need to take care of one thing right now. You got more Johnson blood in you or Heidrick blood in you that made you such a great athlete?
Well, my mom wants to say Heidrick, but my dad wants to say Johnson. So, I don't know. It's a really good mix of both. I got the height from the Johnson and then the height from the Heidrick and the thickness from the Johnson.
So. Yes, sir. You're quite an athlete. What a stud you are. Talk a little bit about football. 4 years, didn't quite get to the state championship game. What a year you had this past year. 2A Defensive Player of the Year, Coach Brad Gober, and you played with a lot of great young men. Just kind of reflect back on your career at Beloit High School in football.
Yeah, I mean, football, I mean, it was just such amazing 4 years going and being successful every single year that we went out, and it was tough ending it how we did, but I mean, it's still an amazing, amazing thing to be a part of.
Basketball, coached by Coach Ryan Eilert, who recently resigned and going to let Mikey Dole from Goodland take over, and just talk about your relationship with Coach Eilert and the 4 years you put in for him and your teammates, a couple state runs, and incredible career in basketball also.
Yeah, I mean, me and Coach Eilert have always been pretty tight. He's my godfather, and my parents and him are very close friends. So that really built our relationship from the beginning. And him being our coach, I mean, it was always good times working hard with him and being pretty successful all 4 years in basketball.
Well, Eli, you had a tremendous track career, coached by Casey Seifert. What a coach he is. Nobody gets more out of his throwing athletes than Casey Seifert in the state of Kansas. Talk about your track career, especially throwing shot and discus. Didn't quite reach the ultimate pendulum, which was the championship, but I guarantee you gave it your all. You had the state record for about 5 minutes down there before the kid from Lakin went out and beat you. And what an incredible young man, what an incredible athlete you are. Talk about your track career.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we have the best throws coach in the state of Kansas. I mean, hands down. And he really pushes us all to be better every single day. And I mean, the results show that. And the 4 years we've been with him, we've always gotten better, and it's got me to throw at the next level, so I'm really appreciative of that.
You got to see one of the best girls track teams ever at Beloit High School. You were right there day in, day out, including the state championships down there at Wichita. Just comment a little bit about how good Tatum Seifert, Addison Budke, and the girls were all year, scoring 200 points a couple of times, and then your thoughts on them winning the state title.
Oh yeah, I mean, always coming back with that big old hardware is always good, and those girls definitely deserve it. They're as hardworking as anybody else on the team, and it's really cool to watch all their hard work be successful.
Well, Eli Johnson, a Beloit graduate and superstar athlete, so many dunks and throughout your career, and unbelievable moves and sacks in football and throwing the shot and discus. One of the greatest athletes to ever wear the Beloit uniforms. Talk about the next couple of days and then the game down in Dodge City, and tell us about your future plans in this fall.
Yep. So this morning we're gonna have a practice, and then we're gonna ship off to Dodge City, and we'll kind of get settled in tonight. And tomorrow we'll have a hospital experience with all the kids, and then do some more things related to the Shrine Bowl, and then Saturday's game day. So we'll get that going. And next year I'll be going to Wichita State University and being on the track team. So.
Well, Eli Johnson, before we close, we need to talk about your fishing ability and you and I's favorite meal, meatballs. Tell us about guiding for dawn service and your favorite food, meatballs.
Yep. So, I mean, Don's has been really good this year. We've had a lot of good clients, and can't wait to get back to that and fishing every day. But yeah, to get to meatballs, I mean, that's about the best food that you can get. So.
Well, Eli Johnson, Beloit is awfully proud of you. We wish you and the West team good luck this weekend, and the future is very bright for you. And I haven't known you long, but you're an unbelievable kid from an unbelievable family, and you're going to go a long ways in life.
Thank you, sir.